Some students must ride a bus to school, but imagine a school district where a student might spend nearly 6 hours simply riding to and from school each day. It's a reality here. We'll take you to that school district on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Monument Valley schools on the Navajo Reservation in Kayenta, Arizona, cover a lot of geographic area.
We have kids that are bused almost 3 hours away to here because of dirt roads and traveling. Them kids are up at 4 o'clock in the morning watering livestock. Then they catch a bus at 5. Then they come to school for the day. Then, especially the athletes, they get home when it's almost dark, and they still have to feed. They still have to make sure the sheep are all in.
Ag teacher Clyde McBride says there are about 18 buses running a total of 3,000 miles per day to pick up students. Before the 1960s, many of the schools on the reservation used to cover only grades K through 8. The importance of a high school education is a fact McBride and the parents often share with young people.
You have an opportunity today that they never had. Where a lot of people are celebrating, this is our fourth generation to go to college, we're celebrating sometime, this is our first kid that ever finished high school.
The isolation of the reservation hit McBride when he was taking some students on an ag trip across Oklahoma.
One of the kids looked out and says, "Mr. McBride, them's honey plants?" And I looked down, I says, "What?" And he says, "Well, it says honey for sale. Is that the honey plants?" And so immediately, I had to exit the freeway and went back there.
So he took the students to meet the owner and see the hives. These students understand farming, but they've often only experienced what they raise and grow in northeastern Arizona.
When you go to talk sheep and cattle with them, they could talk sheep and cattle all day with you. And the corn plant, they knew everything about corn. But when it came time to making honey, they didn't know where that came from.
Tribe in the Countryside in Kayenta, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.